At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
What?
Having a good time!
Oh my god, what?
Hello, everyone. Before the episode starts, I just want to say that these next couple episodes, the editing is probably going to be different than what we're used to. CapCut is banned. It is banned. And I can't get it back. So we're figuring it out. We're testing out different editing apps. So I just wanted to say that if these next few episodes seem like they're being edited weird, I'm testing out different apps, see which one is working, but I'm still trying to get these episodes out to you. So just want to make sure. Anyway. Back to the episode. Sorry.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Chatterbox Crew, a podcast where each week we're going to talk about whatever we want. My name is Nathaniel Nags.
And I'm Maria.
I hope that everyone grabbed a drink and a snack, and you guys are ready to chat today because we are ready to chat. We're so ready, Maria.
Okay, and then guys, comment down below your favorite comfort movie. Nathaniel, what's your favorite comfort movie?
I have a few, of course. I really love...
Like, what's your number one? Like, when do you always go back to, like, specifically?
You know, my...
You know what I mean? Saying that, it's like I'm really debating which one's for me right now.
I know. My favorite one is probably Love, Simon. That's my favorite movie of all time. It is...
See, I remember seeing it with you, because you told me it was really good, but I fell asleep.
Yeah, Maria fell asleep during my...
But the sad part didn't make me cry, but I was drunk.
That is true.
I do like a movie that makes me feel emotions, but I fell asleep.
It gets me every time, bitch. I'm over there. Maria, what's your favorite comfort movie?
Okay, so I'm, like, debating. I love Bride Wars. Like, that movie, like, I always go back to it. Mm-hmm. It's, like, a rom-com. I love rom-coms. I'm also, like, going back to, like, it's another rom-com. Something's Gotta Give. I love rom-coms. So I'm, like, kind of, like, which one? Like, those always make me laugh. I'm gonna go with Bride Wars.
I am not a rom-com girly.
I love rom-coms.
You know, I don't
A Walk to Remember, so good.
For some reason in my head, I thought you were gonna say She's the Man.
Oh, I do love She's the Man, but like honestly, I watched it like probably like a year ago, somewhat recently. I guess if you want to consider a year ago recent. I watched it and like, yeah, it's good, but it's definitely not as funny as I thought it was. Like, when I was younger, I thought it was the funniest thing. I remember putting that on. Like, I was definitely watching it at an age I shouldn't be watching it. I was like, around 8 or something. I want to say even a little younger. I would watch it all the time, and I loved it. Now it's like, when I watch it, it's like funny, but it's not as, like, as funny as I remember. But Channing Tatum, I loved him back then. Even now, he looks so good in that movie.
I'm not about
him. Did you have a train. Really? I loved him. It was more when he was younger. I feel like once he started getting like, I feel like after the Magic Mike era, like remember that era when it was like really popular?
Oh yeah.
I feel like during that era is when like after that kind of like stopped being attractive to me.
I did not, I really...
But when he was here, he was so fine. I mean, he still looks good, but it's just like, I'm not attractive.
I'm gonna give these another chance. I feel like these deserve another chance.
Okay, give them a bite. Okay. I just felt like it had, like, barely any flavor. You know? And it's like, I want flavor. Like, I started tasting blueberry after a while.
You know what it kind of tastes like?
What?
Like a peep.
Like a peep? I don't like peeps.
I don't like peeps either.
And this I know some people like love peeps. I'm not into them.
You know, let me tell you something. I went to Dollar General the day before the snowstorm, and I saw these, and I was like, when I make my candy salad this week, I have to come to Dollar General to get these.
They'd be, like, really good.
Because they look like they'd be really good, and, bitch, I got them the day, it was the first thing I put in my basket. I said, gotta grab those. Mm-hmm. But they're, like, kind of, like, mid. I don't like that white part. It's nasty.
Another thing I want to say about She's a Man that I really love, I still love you now, it's like the intro. It's like this song and them like playing soccer, like Amanda Bynes. Something about that intro, I loved it when I was younger, and like even when I saw it again, it was really, I don't know, I just like it. Something about it, like, da, da, I don't know the lyrics, but it goes like that. But yeah, mine was probably Bride Wars, one of my comfort movies. I love watching it. Also, 10 Things, I think it's called 10 Things I Hate About You or something like that. It's
There's
really good.
10 Things I Hate About You. You remember my song?
I do, yeah. It was about Nick Jonas.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Hi, Fatty.
Zuki wants to make his cameo per use.
Oh, and we are still doing our coloring from last week. We are finishing it. We're gonna try and finish it. I'm gonna lock in. personally, because I have a lot to do.
My God. I want to get into this in, like, the last episode, but we just started chatting, you know?
Of course.
Girl, I feel like whenever I get too cocky, I always get humbled real fucking fast by the universe.
No, like, I know.
Tell me why.
I know.
For the longest, like, in, like, December, I was, like, thinking to myself, wow, I have such a great immune system. Like, it's almost January. I still haven't gotten sick.
And then look at
and
you.
And then literally, we go to New York. I get sick. Literally, I feel like a Victorian child. Like, I feel like I was dying. That's, like, one of the days, like, I literally told you, just go without me. Literally, just go without me. Guys, I was, it was, like, a constant, like, I was hot and then chills. When I finally did get up, I was so hot. Like, the room was up high in, like, the heat. I think I told you the night before to turn it up all
the way,
right?
You said.
Because I kept getting chills. So I was like, turn that bitch up. So when I finally did wake up for, like, the next day, it was, like, 2-something, about to be 3. I am, like, hot. Like, my body's hot, but I'm just, like, hot in general because the room is, like, so fucking hot. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm burning up. And then, okay, and then what happened after that was, I'm back from New York. I'm starting to feel a little better, but, like, I still got a little something to me. And then you got sick, too, huh? I got you sick. And
yeah,
then I was like,
our last day of New York, I am St. Maria.
No, you were, like, terrible. But you also were not wanting to get medicine. I told you, you're just like me. I, literally, the day, like, when I was feeling terrible, I fucking hate it. It was a museum day. I was such a Debbie Downer. Like, I'm just like, but I wanted to continue going at the same time. And I just would not get medicine. I was like, no, we'll get medicine after the museum. Like, I just wanted to do it. Because I did want to do it. But it's just because, like, I just wanted to get it over at the same time. Because I was like, I feel like shit. But I really wanted to do it. I didn't want to, like, stop by a convenience store. Because, like, there was nothing on the way. So
it
I tried to push
lovely,
through.
Though. I really didn't.
Girl, I wish I wasn't sick. Like, I kept trying to push through. Remember in the end when I was like, okay, let's go? I kept stopping. Be like, wait, let's look here. Like, I just wanted to look so bad. Because I was so excited for the Met. But I just, like, felt like shit. And then when I finally got medicine, I started feeling a little better. But, ugh.
Also, we need to talk about something really fast. You didn't even need to buy tickets for the Met. And me and Maria wasted $60. Wait, well, it was, like, $30 each. But $60 in total, basically, on these tickets that we didn't even need to buy because it was
so
easy.
No, they literally
didn't
check until this, like, one area. But, like, by then, we had already looked at a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, by then,
and
by
also,
then
like,
we were
said,
leaving.
Yeah,
almost.
He said there was a way we could go around.
Yeah,
also.
And there was another way around, so they plan us.
Yeah, guys, I know. You can get into the Met for free.
Yeah, if you go in there and then you go into the gift shop, there's a way in. And maybe we're just stupid and like everyone knows that except for us, but
I mean, no one else was getting checked. Literally, they just checked us to see we didn't have anything. And then you're free to go. And then like the like service counter is like right there when you come in, but there's no one there like, okay, scan your ticket here.
I know,
like to each exhibit we entered, like, well, we went through the gift shop and you would think they have like a security guard or something up there,
but no,
like, no,
it was so fun.
I don't know, but yeah, little tip. Oh, but I didn't finish saying. And then after that we you know, we're coming back, I'm feeling better, and then my family was out of town, so it was just me. And then they didn't come, we came back on a Saturdays when we got home. No, it was a Friday we got home.
Yes.
And then my family didn't come back until Wednesday, and by then, like, I'm great, I'm feeling good. But some of them came back sick, and it wasn't until like I think
did
like,
you blame them too, like you blamed me while
I
we
mean,
were in
I
New
mean I know
York.
They got me sick. I didn't say anything
we were,
to them.
We were in New York.
I haven't said anything to them because I mean some of them are still sick, except like a few of them came back sick, but like the others weren't. But like now, you know, a few days later they're sick too.
We were in New York and okay, I'll admit it, I had a little bit of a cough one of the days.
Yes, yeah, I just want to say he also coughed at me and he would cough in his hand. And so whenever he like would cough on me, there we go.
Yeah, I know. I wanted
I was like, you got me sick, because like I felt like shit. So like yeah, I blamed him.
I had a little bit I had a little bit of a cough. The smallest cough, if you will. And you know, when I would cough, it's either like, you know, I cough down into my hand or
once he coughed on me though.
And you know, I guess I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. I did cough on her once by accident. But however,
yeah, it wasn't malicious.
She started the day she got sick. You,
I was like, you did this to me.
It's your fault.
No,
and the next thing you know,
I was not in the mood.
Last day, I am.
He's failing me.
I'm literally, yeah, last day I felt so bad. I went and bought a COVID test because I felt that bad. I was like, I just can't.
No, it was so bad. Like, the first day was so bad.
Yeah.
I get chills. Guys, I bombed. I think it was because of the cake, though, that I had the night before. I don't think it was because of my sickness. But, like, it was terrible. Like, the chills. my body aches. Did your body ache?
Yes.
Also, the bowel movements, guys, was not it. I'm not going to get into it, but yeah.
No, liquid and...
It was bad. It wasn't just, like, for, like, the first day. That was, like, the whole time for me. How about you? Basically, the whole time. But anyways, then I got sick again a few days later after I started feeling better. And I'm only just now finally getting over it. Like, today I actually feel pretty good. I still have a cough. I mean, you can definitely hear my voice.
Yeah, you sound scary.
Oh. God, to me. When we were in New York for New Year's Eve, that was like my second or third day. I was still not sounding it. Girl, my throat was basically like, she was like hurting and she was basically gone at this point. And we were trying to get in and I go up to one of the police officers. I was like, trying to be like, maybe he'll let us in if I just like try to flirt. I was like, can you let... What did I say? What did I tell you? I said, like...
Can you let me in?
I said, is there another way in? Or, like, I don't know what I said. But, like, I said stunning. And I was trying to give him, like, head eyes. But I was like, could you imagine
can
what
I get in?
With my fucking throat? And I told you that. And you're like, yeah, bitch.
That's what you said. You said...
What did I say?
You said, is there another way in? What the fuck?
Like, could you imagine what I fucking... I know I sounded terrible. Then he was like, yeah, you can go that way.
Which, and by maybe the way, lies.
Yeah.
Lies.
Oh my god, they start pouring on us too. Oh my god, once it started ringing on us, I was like, we just gotta call it quits.
Maria was, I was having a great time. I was not having a great time. Especially when
there was this one point, like we got crowded. I did get a little nervous, I'm not gonna lie. You know that one part where we got like really crowded? Like I grabbed your hand, you were behind me. Like there was that one guy that was like, fucking hate tourists, blah, blah, blah. As if he wasn't in that same crowd with us.
Yeah, yes. No, that was really...
For a second, I did get nervous there because it was just so crowded. Like we were like literally packed in like sardines. And there was this one point where like, I was like, there's a step here. And like, I think you went down a little. Maybe it was me, I think, actually, that went down a little. And I was like, oh my gosh, we're going to get trampled if one of us goes down.
No, yeah.
That's why I was like, I kept telling you, like, there's a step. And I think I ended up tripping a little bit. And I'm telling you, there's a stop.
It was...
And I was like, I got a little nervy. It was like a lot. No. I couldn't see anything. I just saw shoulders. Bitch, I'm shorter than you. Did you see people?
I could see... I saw shoulders. I could see a little bit above, but it was like so... It was so many people.
Yeah. I got nervy
and
there.
I started to... If I'm honest, I started to get a little panicked. I started to get a little free. I was like,
oh my God. Because you always hear like of like crowds like that, shit going bad. Because of how crowded
exactly.
It
no,
is.
That's always my first fucking thought, so, too. It's like, I'm about
I
to
was
get
like,
shot.
All I see is shoulders, and just like, for the people I can't see a little bit ahead, I see like just a sea of heads. I don't even see anything much.
It was.
Like, this could go bad real fucking fast.
Yeah. And then, oh my God. Oh my God. We need to tell you about this man that aggravated Maria for days.
Oh my God.
Because it was crazy.
He was an ass. I mean, I definitely feel like something was wrong with him. Like, mentally. Because, like, no fucking way you're, like, saying you're, like, acting like this.
Well, Maria, tell the class what happened.
Well, I will. So, basically, we were, like, it was the day of New Year's. We're finally in the subway because, like, we're just going home. And we immediately run into this, like, situation that's going on with this, like, guy, like, saying something to this other guy. And I wasn't really paying attention in the beginning until he said, what did he fucking say? Oh, I literally just had it. He's like, I don't need a life story or some shit like that. And, like, that's when I started listening because I was like, I could tell in the beginning the guy was, like, giving him directions or some shit. And, but, like, once he said, like, I don't need your life story, blah, 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 to this. He's this, like, older man. You could tell he didn't, like, speak English well. And this guy's just, like, saying that to him. That's when I started listening in. He's, like, being so rude to him when he's asking him for directions. And it's like, what else was he fucking saying? He was just acting crazy. And then eventually, like, the other guy leaves, and he's still fucking there. And then, it's because, like, he couldn't figure out, he's like, my subway station's, like, closed or some shit. Which is the same thing that kept happening to us. But you know what? We figured that shit out, you know?
We got it.
We use Google Maps. Like, we figured that shit out. So it's like, you're much more younger. Like, he was, like, at least, like, late 20s. Maybe early 30s.
Yeah.
It's like, I know you got a phone. Like, look it up. Like, come on, like... And he's, like, just complaining to this older man, like, horrible. Where do I go? Like, are you sure? To the first guy. But anyways, eventually he leaves, and this other older gentleman, that's not anything. I feel like he was targeting. Because, like, once that other guy left, he was just there. He wasn't saying anything to anyone else around us. And everyone around us was, like, younger. They were, like, our age, maybe, like, a little older, like, around his age. But, like, not old, like, the other people. So then when that other guy came down, the older guy, he was old. He was definitely not, like, around us, definitely not in his 30s. He was very much an old guy. Like, I want to say he was, like, 60 or 50. Now I want to say like 60s or like late 50s. He was like definitely up there. Mm-hmm. What?
This just does not look like skin.
Yeah, bitch. Orange? I would use brown.
I was trying to do yellow.
Like, I know she's not brown.
No,
like...
I was going to do yellow, orange, and then brown to like blend it all together.
Well,
like,
maybe white to lighten it up?
That could work.
I don't know. Right now, I mean, I don't know. She got self-tan. Yeah. Anyways, the other older gentleman comes down. He's like 60s, late 50s maybe, but I think he's 60s. And he starts telling him about, like, do you know where I can go for wherever I'm trying to go for his, like, directions. And then, like, the guy, he had a mask on, the one he was asking that. And all of a sudden, the guy says, he said a bunch of other rude stuff. Like, I can't remember. But after he says, oh, you just spit on me, bro? And it's like, the older man, he has a mask on. Like, bro, he did not spit on you. Because, like, at this point, I'm paying attention the whole time to the whole interaction.
Oh, yeah.
I was tuning in. Because I'm like, he was really annoying me. Like, what the fuck? Like, why are you targeting these, like, older men? And, like, it was definitely, like, also a moment where it's, like, do I want to intervene? Like, should I intervene or should I not? Because, like, you always hear crazy stories. And I'm, like, I feel like at some point you got to intervene. But it seems like, you also got to be safe yourself.
Uh-huh.
So it's also kind of, like, when should I, when should I not? Because, like, I don't know about you, but, like, I was kind of nervy for the subway stations. Because I was hearing a lot of crazy stories recently.
Oh, no, yeah. You kept telling me all these crazy stories.
Yeah, and then you said your mom sent you something. But, like, I was definitely telling you a lot. Because, like, I mean, I feel like it's good to be, like, known about your area. I mean, like, obviously, like, New York, like, it can be dangerous, like, but I also feel like that's with, like, anywhere. Like, some places are more dangerous than others, but, like, you know, you always hear about stuff happening in New York. This was, like, the recent stuff, it was, like, I feel like you just kind of, like, had to have your eye out a little than usual. So that's what's kind of, like, I kind of want to intervene, but I'm, like, I don't know, when should I? Like, yeah, I also feel like the older man, like, should have just, like, left. Because, like, let's just, like, left him alone.
It was just the way that he kept going on about the spitting. That
yeah, and then after the man had a mask on. But anyways... Yeah, he keeps cutting him, and then eventually, like, he's like, just spit on me, bro, and then he's like, the man's like, oh, I'm sorry, like, I didn't mean to, like, and like, until he's getting nervous, that's what I was like, fuck, like, he's like an older man, it's like, I don't want to see him get hit, because I see all that shit happening, like, people target an older person and, like, hit them, they're like, listen, some older people can be annoying as fuck, but this dude was so sweet, like, he seemed like such a sweet guy, that felt so fucking bad. What are you looking for, Brown?
Yeah, oh, there it is. That's
but anyways, cool. So I'm like, I don't want to, like, let that happen. Because he was like, you know, you gotta watch out for yourself.
No, yeah.
But anyways, the guy, I see him reaching into his bag. Because he had a backpack. I see him kneel down. That's when I'm even more paying attention. I remember you turned away and I could not believe it. I was like, no, I need to see what he's about.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know.
Like, we were near the stairs. I guess, like, you know, I'm trying to be safe. I guess it wasn't that safe. Because I saw him get into his bag and I still, like, just stood there. But, like, we were near the stairs. And I was like, but I need to see what he's gonna pull out his bag. Like, I need to see what he's going in there for.
Yeah.
So I'm like... trying to angle myself to see, but, like, obviously, I don't want to be too far from the stairs. And, like, I'm so surprised the man stayed there, but I'm, like, I mean, I stayed there, too. But, he ends up pulling out, like, these, like, wet wipes. And he starts wiping his lips. And that man's all, like, I'm sorry, like, I didn't mean to, blah, blah, blah. Like, I didn't do it on purpose, blah, blah, blah. And he did not spit on him. He did not spit on him at all. Like, that man was just acting crazy, just act crazy. Like, just talk shit, honestly. And then, he starts wiping his mouth, and then he's, like... This is the part that really fucking is. He's like, it's fine, bro. And then he's like, that's fucked up. After. And he's like, oh my god. Like, you're
shut
like,
up.
Like, you're just going to guess what you're saying, first off. Because I hear you say it's fine. And then be like, it's fucked up, though. Shut up. And he was just pissing me off. I wish I remember everything. But, like, I don't remember everything he said. But, like, you get the gist. Like, he was just, like, talking crap, just talk crap. And it just felt like he was targeting older people.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, how did it end, though? I think he just like, walked away eventually.
It was really awkward.
It wasn't even just awkward, just like, it was generally pissing me off. And you, I didn't hear it, but you said he said the N-word in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
To, like, the second guy.
Yeah, he did say...
I didn't hear that, but, like, that really pissed me off.
He did indeed say the N-word, and I was gobsmacked. I'm surprised. That's why I was even more surprised that...
I didn't even hear it. You didn't hear it. That honestly would annoy me even more.
Because I was flabbergasted.
He was being a dickhead for no fucking reason. But, yeah. I don't know. I feel like I always get in situations where I'm like... I don't know when I should intervene, plus, like, I feel like I should intervene sometimes.
I keep...
But it was like, you know, you gotta be safe for yourself. It's like, I feel like those situations are kind of, like, hard.
You know, I...
Because I'm telling you, like, I wouldn't want to, like, see that man, like, get punched or something.
No,
shit.
That would have been... Oh,
like,
my God.
I feel like that's when, like, I should have... Like, I would obviously send him.
I don't even know what I would have done if
but
I saw
him. Like, right in, I'm like, would I have intervened? Because, like, if he punched him, fuck, he's gonna send him to me.
No, yeah, girl...
Damn.
If he punched
him... What the fuck am I gonna do? So, like, even now, it's like, fuck. Like, I wanna wish I would do that. And I'm like, I don't know. But it's like, even in the moment, I was like, when should I intervene? But that's the thing. I think about it a lot. Because I told you that other girl with our second trip, when I saw that going down with her and that other man, I was like, when should I intervene? But I'm just, like, kind of thinking about it.
I'm really jealous, like, I am seeing more people going. Like, I really, yeah, like, I honestly.
Girl, we can go again, but, like, I feel like we've already just already done it. Like, we've already gone 3 times. We need to go somewhere else.
I know.
But also, we cannot go in the cold again.
No.
Y'all.
That was the worst fucking time. Okay.
When it started fucking raining, oh my god, I hated it. And when I was sick, I was like, I can't live here. Being sick here sucks.
Oh my god, this was the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. The first day we get there, the first full day we're walking around, Maria's like, you know what, Nathaniel? I think I want to move in here.
Okay, we were cross-faded as fuck at this point.
No.
Maria
goes, drank, Maria goes.
I drank like 2 buzzballs, I think. Yeah, 2 buzzballs.
Maria goes, you know what, Nathaniel? I could live here with you. Like, I want to live here with you. Like, let's do it.
I always
want
to live in New York.
Maria goes, let's do it. And I was like, let's do it. And then, the first day she had the flu, we're walking, and she's, I do not want to fucking live here. This is the worst thing I've ever done in my life. I hate it. I'm going to kill myself.
Every fucking moment of that.
I know.
And then, oh my god. I just, like, felt like the world was dead for that day of the Met. Like, I had to pee. I felt terrible. I'm telling you, I felt terrible. Oh, I hadn't drinking any medicine.
The bathroom situation in New York is no joke, though.
No, literally. I mean, I get it. You don't want, like, just a bunch of people coming in just for bathrooms. But I was like, I gotta fucking pee. I was kind of, like, after the Met. No, it wasn't after the Met. It was before the Met, because I had to go. I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna ask this random person at the store. Because I was like, I know some people get denied if you don't buy anything, like, to use their bathroom. So I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna ask him, see if he'll let me. So I go into this place, I look pretty empty. Like, I think there's only, like,
no, there's only one lady in there. It was a really weird restaurant. It was, like, a restaurant that you order from other restaurants.
Oh, really? It just looked like a sandwich place to me.
No, it was so weird. Yeah, while you were in the bathroom, I went and looked at the menu. Because I was like, if he wants us to buy something, I want to at least pretend like I'm gonna buy something.
Oh, I see.
And it was literally, like, a restaurant of restaurants. And I was like, this is so fucking weird.
You know, it's kind of like the mochi place where we got Tungulu. Because you have, like, more than just one restaurant.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was a bit strange.
Oh, but anyways, it was going to be sandwich vibes. But anyways, I'm just like, fuck it. I'm just going to ask him and, like, hope he'll let me. And he was like, oh, yeah. I was like, thank God. You're, like, my savior. Like, I was literally...
Did you say that to him?
Yes, I told him that. I was like, thank God, you're my savior. Oh, my God. Girl, I had to go. And I just was not in the mood. I mean, you know. I was not in the mood. But,
oh, I know.
What was I talking about?
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even finish how I always get humbled when I get cocky. So, then I got sick this time, y'all. But then I was spitting out so much fucking phlegm. Like, it's not as bad as the first sickness, not the one from New York. But I was, like, spitting out so much phlegm. It was so disgusting. I hate phlegm.
That sounds delicious.
I know some people swallow it, but I spit that shit out, but I hate the taste of it and I hate the texture, and I'm like, ugh.
Oh, no, that sounds
and so much
nasty.
Of it came out of me, and I'm like, oh my god.
I don't fuck with phlegm.
It was terrible. It was just like, why back to back? Like, literally, the moment I was like, my body's so good.
The
to
universe
me.
Was
like,
against you.
Like, I've gone all this winter basically not sick. Bro, I fucking hate the winter, though.
Back to. No, I. No,
I'm
referring
to be fucking
it.
Spring. I still don't fuck with summer like that. It's just like, okay, when being cold doesn't piss me off. It does annoy me sometimes. Actually, that's a funny lie. It does annoy me sometimes. But the thing is, I want to go do stuff, but then I'm just like, I'm so fucking cold. Like, I'm literally just so fucking cold. Like, I'm literally wrapped around with my blanket. Just, like, sitting. Just rotting away, basically. I'm, like, so cold. I'm like, I don't want to go somewhere. I don't want to do something. Like, I'm literally
I
so
told
fucking
you,
cold.
I hate the cold. It's the worst.
No, literally. But the thing is, like, I don't want to say it's worse than summer. But, like, winter is definitely number 4 for me. Like, in bad. Like, number 1 is fall, spring, summer, and then winter.
No, I disagree. See, that's
like,
so
I
different from
cold.
My list.
No, I just, like, I'll tell you, like, today, like, these last few days have been nice. Like, yeah, it's cold, but, like, there's some wind in there. Like, it's, like, I think the highest was, like, what, 49? Right?
Yeah.
I ask you. I was, like, 49. It feels so good. Like, the sun is out. Yeah, it's chilly, but, like, I literally only have this sweater on. Like, under is just, like, my bra, obviously. And then I have, like, these, like, leggings. But it's, like, it's not thick material. And I feel great. Like, I was even burning up a few At a few moments, I started burning up. Like, I was like, damn, it's hot as fuck. But that's because I was standing in the sun. But if I'm in the shade, I feel great.
Cannot
and you saw how annoyed I got when I started overheating literally
oh,
today.
Trust me. I know Maria.
But, like, me, when I start getting really cold, like, yeah, I'm like, oh, my God, it's so fucking cold. I don't know about you. I don't know if you do this, because I know you don't wake up early. But I got to wake up early for work, obviously, because I'm, like, usually in the morning. I mean, I'm always in the morning, actually. But,
I'm usually in the
I'm
morning.
Literally,
every day.
No, literally, I'm like, sometimes I scream, like, ah!
No,
I'm releasing my anger.
That's what I do, yeah.
But you know what? I'd rather be like that than when I'm hot. When I'm hot, I'm like pissed. Like, I'm saying shit. I'm like, no fucking way. It's so fucking hot in here. Oh my God.
I'm literally pissed
the fuck off. When I'm cold, I just start screaming like.
Yeah, but you see, I don't want to scream. I don't want to.
Like, I'm not even screaming sometimes. Sometimes I am screaming. Like, I'm like, ah, so fucking cold. No, but sometimes I'm just like.
I hate the cold.
I got my shot.
See, your list is so different than mine. My list, number one.
I just couldn't live somewhere cold. I think
summer
is
number
that.
One for me. Mm-hmm. Summer, fall, spring, and then winter. Winter's the fucking worst. I hate it. And then spring, it's all the bugs. They're all coming out. The bees. Oh my God.
You know what? I kind of don't mind it that much.
You're crazy.
I don't know. Like, I hate bugs. It's like, I don't know. Like, I just love spring. Like, I can't wait for it to be spring.
I need to tell you, oh my God, I need to tell you why. I called Maria, was it today or was it yesterday?
I don't know.
I called Maria and I was like, actually, I want to save it for the podcast because this was so flabbergasting to me.
What?
Okay, long time listeners, maybe not that long, but y'all know the story of where me and Maria went to Sephora and we asked the lady for, I had Maria ask the lady for candy-like perfumes and she said, like, food? Okay, so you want to know? Okay, so I got a bunch of perfumes for Christmas. Do you want to know what one of them is named?
What? Candy.
Candy. Something. Just, it's Candy by Prada.
No, that lady was definitely playing us. Like, she was just, you can just tell she just was not in the fucking mood.
I got Candy by Prada. And so, that bitch,
she was just playing it to play.
I know. And though, like, knowing that there's an actual perfume with the name Candy.
Mm-hmm. Wow, this episode, we're really just releasing, like, our anger. Like, on people that piss us off.
It's just, how are you?
No, because literally she was just playing you, just play you. For what? Like.
Like food?
Who spit in your bean curd?
Like, what?
The old grandma says
who
that.
Who spit in your bean curd?
The grandma Mulan says that. It's so fucking funny. I love saying that.
What the fuck was that? you talking about me being scary? That was scary.
I love a good saying. Damn. Y'all, never say anything around Nathaniel because he will judge the fuck out of you.
Ever. No, don't ever.
Don't ever. Don't. Like, literally don't speak. Like, yeah. Why are you speaking in his presence?
No, I know. I know. I've been telling people that for years, but they don't be listening to me.
They don't fucking listen.
I know. They still be talking.
As we have a podcast, as you asked me to be part of this journey with you.
I did. Well, I was basically banging on my hands. No, I basically tricked Maria, coerced her.
What the fuck did you say?
I basically tricked Maria into being the longtime podcast guest because I said, Maria, do you want to be on for the first, like, two episodes? And the next thing you know, third episode comes around. Maria.
Cut to a year.
Yeah, I cut to a year. I'm like, Maria, you coming on or what, Diva?
No, but I love this. I love the pod so much.
I know. Now,
I get so excited for pod days or when I'm, like, seeing what I want to talk about for the pod. I get so excited.
Do you look forward to it?
Yes.
Okay, good. I was gonna say.
Yeah, I'm like 3 years in. I fucking hate this.
I was gonna say something
earlier. I'm being forced to do this against my will, even though I'm not getting paid any sort of money.
Nope, not yet.
Not yet. You're right.
Soon though.
No, literally, guys. Like, make this pop off. Please.
I know. Like, we're. I mean, I love the listeners that we have now. Of course.
No, duh.
Did you
I'm
see that we finally got a comment on one of our videos?
Yeah, they just said pin me.
Yeah, but she still said she loves our videos.
Oh, she did? I don't remember that. Thank you for loving us.
Thank you so... Okay. This is so hard to do.
What?
This coloring, bitch.
I'm not gonna finish by the time we're done.
No, I'm not gonna finish either. Oh my God, I forgot to do their arms.
Ooh, but, like, speaking of things that, like, annoy us.
Oh.
So, okay. I saw this the other day. So, like, I'm not gonna say who. I guess I should name names.
Say the name.
But, like, there's this, like... Well, because not even just them. Because it's something... It's something I see, like, a bunch of people do. But, like, it's where, like, parents will, like, make an Instagram. Or since they don't even make an Instagram, they just, like, post it on their account. But, like, for, like, their kid, they make a post of their kid or for their kid, whatever you want to call it. And they, like, in the caption, they caption it as if the kid's typing it.
Ew!
Like, you know? Like, they have, like, missed typos and shit.
Name them.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, like, I was remembering about, like, how I used to watch this crew called Chatterbox Crew. No. I don't know what the fuck. It's because I said crew. I just went into
the way I snapped my neck.
Just Kidding News. I used to watch Just Kidding News, and I was like, wow, I wonder what. I wonder how they're doing. So I was like, you know what? I mean, I know, like, they're, like, controversial now. Well, even then, no. I remember even when I would watch them, then, like, I'd be like, damn, that's, like, kind of crazy that they said that. But, I think the thing is, like, they were canceled or some shit. Because they say some crazy shit. But anyways. So I was just seeing how they're doing. And I finally landed on two people. It's Bart and Gio. And I was like, oh, I wonder how they're doing, blah, blah. So I go to Gio's Instagram. And I'm looking. And then I see, like, she's got, like, the Instagram for her kid there. So I'm like, of course I'm going to look. So I'm like, what? And then she's like, well, I don't know if it's her controlling it. I'm just guessing it's her. Like, all the captions are just, like, misspelled shit.
I don't like it.
Like,
I think that's weird.
No, I just couldn't. But it, and I like it if I couldn't stop myself from reading literally basically all of them.
Oh, my God.
Girl, it was like, what? What? No way.
No,
like,
I kind of
like, all I could imagine is, like, you just got to sit there and then you got to be like, I wish I remembered one. But you just gotta remember, like, how to type it. Like, you could be like, oh, let me type it like this.
Yeah, the thought of them, like, actually going out and typing it.
It just really irked me. It's like, Gio, girl. I mean, I guess you're having fun, but, like, it's just so cringe to me. I don't know.
But, like, stop having fun.
Yeah, stop having fun. I'm not into that.
No, we don't do fun.
Oh, no, it does annoy you. But it's not even just them. I've seen other people do it with their kids. Like, and it's just like, I know you're typing this. Why are you typing it like that?
I know that you're doing it.
It just annoys me.
I don't know. I don't like that.
I was thinking about it. Just like, oh.
Is this purple? Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I don't like that either. That's kind of nasty.
But yeah, so that really irks me. What's
sorry.
Irks
oh my god. Nathaniel. You literally.
Yeah, they're just like done speaking. That's nasty. Okay, what? Anything else?
What? What irks me? That's a good question.
Like something that people do.
When they use orange color pencils.
Oh. Okay. Oh my god. You know what I love? Orange and pink hair together.
I love orange and pink together.
Oh my god, I love it. Oh my gosh, you were back in like, oh my god, okay, but you have sisters. But it was called like, Justice.
Yes!
I think it was called Lemonade something before. We're like,
my sister would
mix like
there.
green and brown together. Looks so good. Okay, that's literally like a tree color.
You know, green and brown?
I think they did with like, it was like a light pastel and a brown. It looks so good.
No, that sounds
something about pink and orange looks so good together, too.
No, a light pink and a light orange are, I know, like, most people, like, when they think of pink and orange, they think neon, but light
no,
pink.
No, even neon looks good, but a pastel is even cute. No, I love it, neon also. When it's neon, it can be a look. Okay, stop looking at mine. Like, are you trying to take ideas?
No.
With me, like, mixing colors and everything?
No, I'm trying to, there's so many, you were right, there's so many details on
that. I know, and you wanted a bigger one, you're like, I want more characters!
Yeah, I'm so glad I didn't do more characters.
Yeah, I'm glad I said something to you.
Oh! She said something to me! Say something to me! Say something!
Hi.
Hey, girl.
But yeah, something that irks you.
Something that irks me.
Something that people do.
It
can literally be anything.
Stop! You can literally be anything at all. I don't know.
You know what irks me? When people stick their tongue out a lot.
Does it?
No, it just freaks me out. Like, you lizard, get out of here! As my drawing has his tongue out.
I know.
So you don't have anything that irks you?
I mean, I know I have things that irk me. Oh my god.
You just can't think of it. It's just because, like, it's on the spot. Yeah,
chewing loud. No, you know what irks me? You know, because this happened last night, and this really bothered me.
What?
And this really irked me.
Oh my god.
Okay, so.
Y'all, it really irked him.
If there is, like, a space that's, like, okay, listen.
I'm listening.
Parents should be able to go anywhere they want. I get it. But if there's a space that's known for, like, being quiet and doing, like, people doing work and they sit in there in their laptop.
Like a library?
Like, I don't know.
Or, like, a restaurant.
A cafe, perhaps, where people are in there working and doing, like, you know, stuff on their laptops. They're reading a book. They're doing stuff. Mm-hmm. And you bring in your already screaming child into the cafe. And then you sit in there for, like, 2 hours. The child screaming the whole time, not doing anything, letting the child walk around the entire cafe. Mm-hmm. It tried to go behind the counter. Well. And we were like, one of our old coworkers was there studying. And the baby just walked up and grabbed her keys and started walking. Like, what?
No, that's crazy. No.
And, like,
I guess on his kids don't listen, especially when they're, like, really, really young, like, 2.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, you gotta do it. Like, just letting your kid run crazy is crazy. Like, I guess some kids, like, they don't want to listen, but...
And the kid was
really young. But I'm judging if you're not doing anything about it.
The kid was really young. And listen, I get it. Again, parents should be allowed to, like, go out and have fun, have a good time. Yeah. But, like, you're also responsible for your child. And
that's what I'm saying. It's like, you can't just, like, let them run crazy. Like, you gotta do something. Like, I get it. Like, they're not listening. But you gotta do something. You can't just let them, like... Because I've seen it before where she's kind of like, just let them do whatever. Like, they're not even paying attention. They're just, like, letting them do whatever. And that's crazy to me. Like, it's if like, your kid's acting up,
it's like,
you gotta say something. Yeah, not just, like, continue whatever you're doing. Hold on. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, no. That's something that really bothers me.
Because, let me say, my mom would get me together
real quick. Oh, yeah. No, girl, my mom... Girl,
like, what? Like, what are y'all on? Like, my mom, she got me together real quick when I was acting up.
Girl, if I was like, yeah, I only act up in public... Oh, my God. I would only act up in public when I was with my dad because he wouldn't do anything. Which sounds horrible, but, you know.
I mean, you were a kid.
It's what happened. I was, like, a child. Yeah, I know. But... It flew right out of my brain, bitch.
Well, your mom wouldn't let that fly.
Oh, girl, my mom would not. Girl, my mom.
Yeah, get out of my fucking way.
Girl, my mom, I still, oh my God, it still freaks me out when people touch me the back of my neck. My mom would just grab the back of my neck and like press on the pressor points and grab me, pull me real close to her ear. If you don't stop doing that, I will be your public. And I'm like,
mom. Welcome, Miss Jane.
Nigga, so close. You're so close.
Jenna?
So close.
Damn. I see your name all the time on our TikTok.
Too. I know. Your name is Jane.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. She don't listen.
Oh, damn. That's right. Post this as a clip.
I still think about that one clip that I had where I was just like really... I still have it in my camera roll.
What?
Where I was just like really going in on my mom and stepdad for when my car broke down.
And oh, you haven't posted it, huh? Mm-hmm. Hey, but you know what? You said your grandma listens to this.
Yeah, so you
know. She ain't spilled tea.
Girl, I'm just thinking about that. I'm like, if I post that, I would get a text message so fast. And listen, I would deserve a text message so fast. Because why am I posting my business on the internet like that?
Because it's your business.
Because it's my business. And I can do whatever I want. Oh my God. I didn't talk about this last episode. I was going to talk about it in the New York podcast. But I just wanted to give a final update to the saga that we have been talking about for months now at this point. The step-sibling situation. We... talked about it before our Christmas episode, but before that, and when we had filmed that one, nothing was confirmed yet.
Uh-huh.
But it all became confirmed to me on Christmas Eve that
always comes out.
That it always comes out. And bitch, I was even telling you, like, I feel like, I mean, I was telling you, I was like, what if they like announce it on Christmas, I'm gonna scream. And they didn't end up doing that, but they still found out on Christmas. And I'm like, they're an actual couple. Ooh, yikes. That's nasty.
That's crazy.
I just wanted to give a quick little update on that because I know, like, obviously.
No, like, they're definitely curious.
No, like, obviously.
Like, y'all... I would be. I definitely love the little updates, honestly. So
even
though, like, we already know, if you got any crazy updates, yeah. Keep them coming. Have all ears.
Oh, my God.
Someone in hand. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I hope I don't have any more crazy updates, because I do not want...
I hope you do. Like, maybe not because they're out and about, you know? Like, I'm saying, like, what would you do if, like, just, like...
Oh my God!
Kiss and everything right in front of you.
No, see that would not be okay. That would not be okay. I don't think.
I mean, did they ever do that with like their other like partners that you saw them with? Do you know?
Yeah. My sister in particular is a PDA type of gal.
Mm-hmm.
I am not.
So that's what I'm saying. Imagine just one day you see that.
Oh my God! No, bitch! If I see a.
I'm looking
screaming.
Away? Are you screaming?
I'm screaming. Like, I'm pointing. I'm what is that? That's scary and that's nasty.
No, yes.
Not for me. How's yours looking so far? Mine's not looking that good.
No, yours looking good as mine.
That was beautiful. We have about...
I'm trying to add details. I'm looking at my other questions right now. I'm trying to see which I want to ask.
We have about... Oh my God. Should we make a little challenge? We have to be done in the next 20 minutes.
I'm not going to be done in 20 minutes.
We have to be done. You have
to
be.
But, like, I'll be basically done. We can do it again in another episode.
We
you don't like coloring and chatting?
We work on this for 3 episodes in a row.
So what? I mean, for the third episode, it'd definitely be a little bit, you know, that we have left.
I'm really trying to get mine done.
Do you think you'll be done then? Yeah, just me coloring?
No, I don't think I'm going to be done. I just thought it'd be fun to, like, see how much we can get done in the next 20 minutes.
Mm-mm.
And okay. I really want to...
I have a question for you.
Oh.
Okay.
Before you ask me, you can ask me anything.
Of course.
You can always ask me anything.
Okay, cool. I love that. Okay, how do you define personal growth, and in what areas do you feel you've grown the most?
That's not the type of question I thought that was going to be.
What kind of question do you think I was going to ask
I thought
ask
it was going to be like a fun, silly question. This is like nice and deep. Yeah, I know it's okay. I love
deep in here.
No, it's okay. I like it when it's...
Okay, I'll repeat again. How do you define... Because honestly, I was like, well, what do I want to say?
Okay, yeah.
I kind of forgot the first part of the question. It's kind of like a two question, huh?
Yeah, no, you go ahead.
Okay, how do you define personal growth, and in what areas do you feel the most you've grown? Okay, so how I define personal growth, I'm trying to think.
Okay.
I'm definitely just, like, how I handle things.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely see, like, how I handle things now to how I could handle it back then. Mm-hmm. You know?
No,
and that's how, I mean, I would define my growth. Just, like, seeing how I've handled things now. And how I feel like I'm definitely more communicative. I mean, I feel like there are areas I can grow in, but I definitely feel like I'm more communicative. And in what areas do I think I've grown the most?
Yeah, where do you think you've grown? Not let me see.
I would say, I mean, basically what I just said, like, communicating. Like, I definitely have grown with communicating more. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, me in the past, I'll tell you, it was so hard to ask for help. I feel like now, I definitely do have my times, but I definitely have my people where I am comfortable going to, at least.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely am more open, you know? So I would definitely say that. Communicating and just, like, being more vulnerable. Like, I'm just allowing myself being more vulnerable.
You can always be vulnerable with me.
Oh my gosh. I'm not gonna cry this time. Oh my god. I forgot to mention this.
Oh.
Okay, I want you to answer first, and then I'll mention what I was gonna mention.
Okay. How do I define personal growth? I would define personal growth as like... doing things... Like handling situations.
Like seeing the changes and how you handle things.
Handling situations in different ways than I would have probably in the past. You know,
mm-hmm.
or like reflecting on things I have done in the past and been like, well, maybe I should have handled it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should have done it a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And just seeing the way that I handle situations now.
Uh-huh.
And what was the second part of that question?
In what area do you think you've grown the most?
Oh, my stomach and my arms, personally. I'm just kidding.
No, you got big ass muscles.
Do I need to pull it?
Yeah, pull it out for them just one more time.
Yeah.
It's just something on them.
You want to feel?
Oh my god. Whoa, that's just hard as fuck. Whoa.
Lies.
No, it's hard. It's literally like steel.
You want to feel something else?
Whoa. I'm getting crazy now.
Are we going to sex?
No. Do you remember that one TikTok? We made, we're like, we're dressed up as Chucky and Tiffany.
Yes.
And I said, like, I don't want to lay down. I feel too intimate. So I'm like, because, like, original TikTok, I was going to lay down, like, just, like, lay down completely. And you just lay down completely, too. And then we're going to have, like, an overhead. But, like, I just couldn't do it. It just felt too intimate. So I, in a TikTok, I'm to my side instead on his bed. Because, I don't know, being on my side and propped up didn't feel as intimate as me just, like, laying there.
It was a very uncomfortable TikTok to make.
But very well, like, you were having fun. You were ready to lay down and everything, and I just couldn't do it. It just felt like too much.
I'm just comfortable with you.
Yeah, girl.
Is that a crime to be comfortable?
No, it's not a crime.
Okay, it's a crime. You can tell me if it's a crime.
Okay, so like, what is it the most? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you like that.
I just told you, my stomach, no, I'm just kidding.
No, but you said like, seriously.
Be serious. Sorry. I feel like I'm not as quick to panic as I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because before...
Do you think you take things in more?
I feel like I...
Like, stop to think? Is that what you mean?
I stop to think a little bit more than I used to because...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I get that for sure.
I used to be that girl who was so fast to panic.
Right? Like, sometimes it's just, like that's just, like, immediately the first reaction. And I will say, like you said, sometimes that is my reaction, too. Still. But, like, I'm also, like, I feel like I'm more quicker, though, to be, like, wait, calm down.
Yeah, like, you need to, and,
like, I'm, like, may, like, hold on.
There are still situations where I definitely do panic,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like in the situations I have panicked, I have been valid in panicking.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
I remember time in the elevator.
I was literally about to mention
that. I'm just fucking laughing, but it's, like, I was also nervous, because, like, someone's gotta be calm a little bit, but then I was, like, nervous of you doing that, because, like, I've heard stories of people, like, trying to pull, like, the elevator open. And then, like, they get their arms stuck and shit. So, like, I was, like, kind of nervous of you doing that. But, like, I was trying to be calm. But I just ended up laughing at you.
Yeah. Like, calm Maria down. Was like, calm down. Calm down. And I was like, Maria, Maria, Maria. You're trying to punch me.
Oh, my God. Like, that was crazy.
Okay. And that, in my defense, that is...
No, I mean, I get you were freaking out. Like, that's, like, your phobia.
That is one
but, like,
of
in the moment, I'm like, oh, my God, like, you gotta chill. And I just don't know what to do except for fucking laughing.
Yeah, me, literally, I was so scared. And Maria was just in the corner like, you, it's calm down. It's fine. It's fine as I'm.
Well, because, like, I'm just, like, thinking of all the bad things that could happen. And you're just, like, freaking the fuck out. Like, besides imagining, like, your arm getting stuck in there if you did probably open. Because, like, I know the adrenaline, like, you can do shit like that. Like, I remember this one teacher I had. I think it was my senior year, I think. He said, no, it was my junior. He said that, I think it was his friend or something, that, like, the golf cart had, like, flipped over some shit, and, like, he somehow, like, I think his friend got hurt or some shit, I don't know. But he had to, like, flip it over, and he flipped it over. And he said, like, it was just adrenaline, because, like, obviously he can't do that normally. But, yeah, for the adrenaline, I was like, he's gonna open that shit up, and his arm's gonna be stuck. And I was also just thinking about, like, what if this bitch just goes down? Like, drops. Like, okay, you know when we were in H Mart? Was it H Mart?
That had
the escalator?
Yes.
Ugh. No, the escalator. The elevator?
Yes.
Guys, when, I thought Nathaniel had already gone down. I mean, it was already making some noise when we went up together. But I thought Nathaniel had
and
already
And I took
down.
That down. Yeah, and I himself. Took that down by myself.
And then I thought he had gone down already. So, like, I go down. So I just go down without him, obviously, because I'm like, okay, he's downstairs. So, girl, I got nervous because, like, all of a sudden it makes a sound as it's going. And I'm like, great, that's fun to, like, be
here.
In. Like, the last few things I hear before, like, death or some shit. It made that sound and I kind of got nervous. And then he wasn't down there. He had to go down by himself.
Yeah, I had to go down by myself. I was so.
But you said it didn't make that sound.
It did
sound,
not make
least.
That sound, but like, I still don't like doing elevators ever. Yeah. Oh, God, I fucking hate elevators so
not
much.
It.
No, elevators are. That's one of my biggest phobias. I don't know. I still think about this one distinct memory where I was, like, a child and I didn't really like elevators and my stepmom scared me in the elevator and I about
What'd
lost.
She do? She jump?
Yes.
I'm not gonna lie. I've been that person to do that too. But, like, and I'm also, like, shitting my pants when I'm doing it. But, like, did I do it?
My yeah. stepmom did it and then all my siblings did it too. And, oh bitch, God. I still remember I lost my fucking mind. I started sobbing in the elevator. My parents were like, what?
Oh. They're just, like, laughing their ass
yeah,
off.
Yeah, it was one of those moments where I was like, okay, you're being
a
lot.
It's like you're being cruel.
I was like, you're being a lot. You need to calm down. But, God, I fucking hated. I fucking hate elevators so much.
Understandable.
They're the worst. Who likes... Anyway, I just think about
Wait,
them.
Wait, let me see that.
Oh, you might need to sharpen it. I'm going down pretty hard. I'm trying to get vivid colors.
Oh, yeah? I don't know. At some points, I'm going harder on the... How hard I'm going on it.
What do you think so far?
I'm into it. Oh, yeah. With the outlines, you're going real hard, huh? I don't know. With some details, I'm going hard on. Some, I'm not.
I want the background.
I kind of like that pastel look, honestly. So
I like the pastel almost. Look for the people. I think for the background, trying to get it, like...
Like, bolder?
Like, punching in your face. Kind of bold.
I see. Understand,
you know,
yeah.
I want it, like... I want it to look, like, trippy.
Whoa.
I want to get high and stare at this and be like, whoa.
We're like, whoa, I did that. I'm trippy.
I'm an actual fucking artist.
Yeah.
Even though, am I an artist?
No, you are. Don't let anyone tell you that. Don't ever doubt yourself.
I think I'm an artist when it comes to online art, like making videos and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Just like drawing stuff and shit like that?
Yeah, but I don't think I'm like a very good physical artist. Mm. Well, I know I'm not a very good physical artist.
No, yeah, I told you. I've tried drawing shit and it does... Nuts or notes.
Yeah, it always just turns out like boo-boo nasty tomato. I mean, again, last episode we saw one of my drawings. It's not good.
I don't think it was that bad. I've seen a lot of people do like that type of art style. Especially during that time. Like fan art.
Oh God.
Oh no. I don't think it was that bad, honestly.
Oh my God, but you know, I do want to say that YouTuber is the YouTuber I made fan art for is very nice.
Yeah.
Oh. I talked to them in the DM. Like, in their DMs for a little bit, for a while. Mm-hmm. They were very nice to me.
Oh, really? What'd they say? Do you remember some of the conversations?
Not really. I remember I sent them a picture of... I posted the fan art, and then I also sent it to their DMs, and they replied to it, and I...
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was really... I had a great time.
Yeah, I always reacted to that. Okay. Me saying always, like, I was replied to that many times. But there's like, there have been a few times where like someone, a creator, like replied to me and I was like freaking out. Like, I remember it was this person on Instagram. She did make YouTube videos also, but it was on Instagram where she replied to me. I think her name was like Jade the Libra or some shit like that.
Uh-huh. Was she a Libra?
And I remember like, yeah, she's a Libra. And I remember she replied when I said, it's my birthday. And then she said, happy birthday.
Aw.
Yeah.
That, oh my god.
It was like my sweet story.
Isn't he the cutest?
He is. I love that he's just like chilling with me. I'm really enjoying it. I don't even know what colors to use. Like, I want to use different type of colors. But... and I'm like, we've barely gotten
into our candy salad.
We're just so focused. We're really trying to, like, prove ourselves here.
I know. I want to get as much done before...
Before we're just done.
Before this episode's over.
No, literally.
But I don't think we're going to get done in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You have so much done.
I'm trying, man. I feel like I'm getting there.
I don't have anything done.
You have, like, most of the characters done, basically. It's just, like, the background.
Yeah, I forgot to do their arms. I need to draw their arms.
Oh.
I need to color in their arms.
But I'm trying to remember this thing. I was like, oh, I'm gonna remember that I forgot. Wait, can I see that?
Oh, my God. I'm just kidding.
I'm really blanking right now what I was gonna say.
What were you gonna say, Mama?
I don't know.
I need to know.
I forget. Girl, I've been listening to a lot of, like, my older music.
Oh, my God.
Oh my god, I can't wait for Pierce when we go to concert.
I know, I am so excited for Pierce the Veil. Kind of nervy.
No, I just like, I don't know what I would do for my outfit still. Like, I don't think I want to wear those platforms. After New York, fuck that shit. My feet hurt.
Oh, I know, girl. Oh, girl, I know.
Oh, I finally remembered. Okay. Fuck. You left my mind.
Oh my god.
I literally said, oh, I finally remembered and I forgot.
I finally remembered. Crickets.
Anyways. So, I wore those shoes. I hate it. But do you have an idea what you want to wear for New York? Not New York. For Pierce the Veil concert?
I'll probably do something cutesy.
I thought you said you were going to do, like, go emo. That's what I'm asking.
Think I want to do, like, a mixture of, like, emo and cutesy. Like, you know those two
like
worlds.
Like a scene?
Yeah, those two worlds tend to mesh well together.
No, yeah, I like that.
Oh.
What happened?
You know how hard that is?
Which one? The circle one?
Yeah, this is the fear.
No, those are hard as fuck. Okay, but I remember. Okay, I was gonna talk about this with, like, our New Year's resolutions, but I forgot to mention it. So, like, you know, I was just gonna push myself and all that. Oh my gosh. So when we went to New York, we went to this place. I forgot what it's called, but it's like a jungle gym type vibe.
Oh my god.
I convinced Nathaniel to go ziplining. Guys, like, oh my god, it was terrible. Guys, I was so, like, at first I was, like, nervous, but excited nervous. Like, it was, like, a mixture, but mostly excited. And, you know, we get harnessed up by, like,
I was never excited, by the way.
Yeah,
I just want to mention
it.
It
took like 10 minutes of convincing you. I feel like we were there for a moment, just like me being like, "Come on, it's so much fun."
You know you want to do it, and I was like, "Okay, fine, I'll go up there." So, no, it is your story. You can keep going. I just,
but anyways, oh my gosh, I just want to say, like, the people that like harnessed us up were so fine, especially the one that like clipped us at the end. He was so fine. He was so muscular and everything.
Mm.
But anyways, I'm having a good old time, gosh. And then we're like, I'm finally fucking up there because I'm the first one. Nothing was behind me, so I'm the first one. And I'm kind of, like, walking around. I'm like, whoa. I'm getting nervous. And I walk across one where, like, there's, like, two stuff you can hold on, like, next to you. They're
this
not
is
stable.
All in the sky, by the way.
Okay,
all
in the sky's crazy. It's indoors. We're really not, we're high. We're, like, higher than your roof, definitely. Like,
yeah,
we're, like, the tip of your roof, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, we're up high, but, like, obviously your harness and everything. But, they have those, like, little poles, but, like, they move. Like, they're not stable poles. Like, they move around a little. But anyways.
There were children doing this. There were, like,
no,
after, like, five-year-olds doing it. And that's how Maria sold me. She was like, look, there's children doing it. It can't be that scary.
Oh, my God.
Lo and behold.
No, that shit was scary. I do it. And, like, that's just moving and everything. And then I finally turn back around because I'm like, oh, I don't want to go through any of those other ways. So I turn around. I go through this other one that's, like, kind of the same. And I'm like, I'm going to push myself because, like, at this point, I am nervous. I'm like, I'm going to push myself. Like, I want to do this.
Horrible.
Like, I always thought, like, it
horrible.
Looks like so much fun. But I go to the other one. It's kind of the same, but only it's one pool. It's not even a pool, because it moves around. It's, like, one other, like, harness type pool thing. But it's, like, farther from the first step. Like, there's steps, but it's farther from the first one. So you kind of gotta, like, reach for it. I go for it, and guys, I'm just at the point where I do start really shaking. Because, like, I was nervous for the first one. But I wasn't really shaking that much. But for this one, I start shaking. But I'm like, fuck it. And I go across. Guys, I really fucking regret that. Because literally the moment I get to, like, the stable pole in the middle, I literally throw myself and I'm hugging it. And I'm like, okay.
No, yeah. That's what I kept doing. No, actually, you know what? Here. From my point of view, Maria goes up, leaves me in the dust. Just whew, goes to her little area. I'm standing there. I go across one.
Well, and then, we got crowded. You got to admit, in that first pool, yeah, it got crowded real fast. So that's why I was like, that's why after the... I went to the hard one, not even just pushing myself. It just got so crowded.
Oh, yeah, and trust
that,
me.
It's a little circle.
I know it got crowded.
I was like, fuck it, I'm going here.
I know it got crowded. I get into the first, like, it was like a column in the middle that was, like, really stable and, like, you held onto it and you didn't move.
Yeah.
But all the, like, obstacle courses were, like, obstacle courses. They're, like,
like, it moves around a little.
I think of it, like, what was that one show? Wipeout? It was, like, kind of, like, Wipeout.
Yes, Wipeout.
And so, I go across the most stable one that had poles on the side and you could grab them as you went. And I went across that one. Okay. That was horrifying. And I look at my other options and I have one that you can't hold on to anything. Yeah. One that you have to zip line across, and another one that has
the one I went on
that was so wobbly. And so, you know what I did is turn my happy ass back around.
Yeah, you didn't go past that first.
No, I didn't. I turned my happy ass back around and then I walked back to the main one that was, because it was empty by that point.
Yeah.
And then, of course, right when I get on, I'm about to start going down. 30 people. I'm not, like, that's not an exaggeration. It was so...
No, it was so crowded, and it's such a tight space.
It was, like, 90... It was like, no, now I'm gonna exaggerate. It was, like, 97 people all swarmed around me. I'm just hugging the pole, and I'm looking around, and this one lady's, like, trying to comfort me, because she was like, are you okay? And I was like, I just want to get down. And Maria had the audacity to push me on that, and then not even go ziplining. And then not even go.
Wait! And then so come back to me. Well, that all happened to him. So I finally, like, cross it. And I'm literally hugging the other pole. And I remember nothing. I turn around and I see all you guys. And I'm like, thank God I left that. Because, like, there's so many. I remember seeing you hugging to the pole. So, but there's just so many people that I'm like, oh my God, thank God I'm away from there. Then I look at my options on that side. Guys, there was an option. It was like a mini zip line.
I think they should have had at least one easy one for every time you went. Because having that and then having, like, you know, you get across and it's a zip line that you have to do.
Yes, it was like, it's like a mini zip line because there's this one big area that I wanted to go
in the sky.
I wanted to do it so bad. But, like, here's the thing. To get to there, I had to go through these three. The one where you, it's like a mini zip line. And then it was one where it's like just the steps. And then the other one, fuck, I'm trying to remember the other one. Oh, the other one was to go back, the one I did, because it was just three. And I'm like, okay, I'm going back to the one I did, because, like, I did not want a zip line. I'm shaking. Like, I was like, I want to go ahead, but I was, like, shaking. Like, I'm literally shaking. I'm not even exact. Like, I'm shaking. So I'm like, fuck it. I guess I got to go back. And I was, I remember being, like, dreading it. Like, I got a pit in my stomach. I was like, got to go back from where I came from, because, like, if I go through my other options, I'm terrified. I go back, I get down, blah, blah. But the thing is, I wish I, like, took a moment and just, like, calmed myself down. Because I wish I did a zip line. No, I didn't. Like, I did try to calm myself down, like,
I tried so hard.
But, like, I mean, like, I wish I fully, like, calmed myself down so I could at least go down to the zip line part.
When I got across the first one, scary. I was shaking so bad. I was sitting there. There were these two, like, teenagers that were trying to get by me, and I was so humiliated because I was so scared, and they were just like, la da 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 da, like fucking Tarzan swinging through the jungle gym. It was so scary. And also, the way that, like, all the TikToks I saw promoting it were, like, made it look really, like, like a almost club vibes. And then we get in there, and overhead lights on? Listen.
Yeah. I mean, I know they have, like, an adult night.
I feel like I wouldn't have been asked,
but I know what you're talking about.
If all the lights were off. Maybe.
No. I know.
Like, I feel like
swinging through the shit, and all I see is darkness under me? Are you fucking kidding me?
I would have had an easier time if you're, like, you're right, if we went during the adult night.
I don't know. I was genuinely terrified. No, I'm telling you, I was shaking. Each time I was shaking. Because, like, even though, yes, I knew we had a harness, I just didn't want to fall down and go down still.
It also didn't,
like,
really...
I didn't want to experience the drop.
It didn't really...
That's what I hate about roller coasters. When they take you up high and then they drop you. Oh, I fucking hate that.
Oh my God. When the fair was around, I still can't believe I did it. First of all, Maria convinced me to go on this horrifying ride.
Oh my God, which one?
You know which
was
one.
Was it the Avengers one?
Yes. Yes. Shit. It spins like this and it's crazy, but that's not the point. I'm so surprised I even did this one. There was this one that it was like, you're sitting down like this, and it just, like, swings you back and forth.
Oh, no, I'm caught like that, no.
And it's, and you, it, it takes you around in a circle, but you're never, like, upside down. You're never upside down.
Where it's, like a moon type vibe? Like, you're kind of half?
Like, no, you're just, like, you're still just standing still like this, but you're just going in a circle, like...
Oh, no, I hate those.
And so,
I hate that drop feeling.
Bitch, yeah, no, if that's all it was the drop feeling. And it was so fucking scary.
Yes.
I literally was holding Anna's hand, and I was like, I'm going to die right now.
I scream, bro. I get so fucking
scared.
I'm like,
oh my God, that's even funny. I asked Anna, I was like, Anna, did you hear me screaming? She was like, I was screaming too loud. Because I didn't, you know what? I didn't hear anyone else screaming either. Bitch, I was so...
No, that's how I always feel. Or like, I feel like someone else is screaming with me. They're actually screaming in joy. I'm screaming and I'm fucking terrified. Because, like, speaking of the ride you were talking about, it's a boat. It's like the one you, like you said, but instead of, like, kind of like a square type vibe, it's like, it's a boat, you know? Like, and I went on one in Carowinds. It, like, you're still sitting, but you're, like, facing down. Like, you're not fully upside down.
Yeah.
I don't think it makes you go fully upside down, but it makes you, like, half upside down. Like a moon. Like, I'm telling you, like, a half-shaped moon.
Yeah.
So, I fucking went on that in Carowinds recently. Girl, that shit was scary. I will say it wasn't as bad as the other one I went on in Carowinds. So, there's this one that, like, it reminded me of the one from the fair. Where, like, it kind of, like, twists you around. Like, I think at the one at the fair, you do go upside down a little bit, right? Like, you don't go fully upside down, but it's, like, half upside down.
Not the one that I went on.
It's the one we went on. The one I'm telling you about.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the one that Maria coerced me. No, the one that Maria coerced me into going into. I was sitting in that chair, like, this, basically, because I was so...
But they had one like that over at the Carowinds, and I was like, it's similar. This one, I think it did make it go upside down. Or, like, more. No, I think it did. I was like, it's similar, but it felt faster, but I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna go on it. I fucking hate every single moment, and of course, there's a little kid next to me. Because, like, it was just me. And there's a little kid next to me. He's also scared. But, like, he was not acting like me, girl. I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Girl, my eyes.
He was scared.
Anyway, are you ready to wrap up this episode?
Oh, my gosh. Are we already? Oh, my God. We've been filming for an hour. Wow.
I know. So we got,
doesn't even feel like an hour.
I know. So we got to wrap it up.
We should show off. Yeah,
these are how far we've gotten. I guess next week we'll be doing some more drawing. Yeah. But this
coloring?
Is... This was what my... This is what mine looks like so far. Just, I'll give you some details. Nice.
Thank you. You really did that shading. I didn't do that much.
I really did.
Mine's like very light, I tell you. It's like a pastel type vibe.
Yours is so cute.
That's I'm trying to make the background pop out a little more, so you'll see in some parts, like, it's a little darker than others.
I'm trying to make my background, like...
But yeah. So when it's here, it's like, it pops out a little. Oh, it doesn't pop out that much. But, you know. It's cute. Yeah, it's gonna be part of our background, guys, so...
Is it?
Yeah. Really? We literally talked about it earlier. Like, we'll just, like, paste it here. You even made the joke, like, no, yeah, for the journal. I was like, yeah, I'll put the journal right there, like that.
That would be cute. Okay, anyway.
Tell me he hates ideas.
No, anyway.
Guys, comment below. Do you think he hates the idea?
No.
Question of the week.
The question of the week. Do I hate Maria? Anyway, Maria, I have a quick question. And you're gonna laugh about it.
Oh, my God.
You're gonna laugh. Where can everyone find us?
That was funny. Okay, so you can find us on all streaming platforms as Chatterbox Crew. If you want to find us,
Chatterbox Crew.
Yeah, Chatterbox Crew. And you want to find us on Instagram, it's Chatterbox Crew also. And then who knows? I don't know if TikTok is banned, but we're also Chatterbox Crew.
We don't know the future. Stop asking.
And we also got Twitter as again Chatterbox Crew. Maybe we'll comment, maybe we won't. Who knows? Most likely no. We'll see what's up. If you want to find me, I'm on Instagram as xo.xo.maria with two A's at the end.
Two A's.
Who knows? Maybe I'll start posting more because TikTok's down. And of course, when I start posting, there's no more TikTok, maybe. But anyways, if TikTok is still around, or maybe RedNote, I'll be whatsup_maria. See you there, maybe.
Maybe.
I really enjoy making our TikToks. So if TikTok is really done, we're going to RedNote. I enjoy filming shit like that. I enjoy that little content.
It's so fun, yeah. Are you gonna ask me why?
So what about you?
No, you did not. You didn't ask.
But I did the motion. So where did
you get?
Actually, I think I did. You better roll the clip back because I feel like I just said, "So where can they find you?" And that's when I went back. I feel like I did.
Roll
because
all
the time
back.
I say that and like I end up
everything with the finger.
What? You and fingers today? Fingers and tongues.
No, that one clip about the finger where you were like, it tastes like a finger.
Yeah,
you weren't even talking about the candy that I was talking about.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I cut that part out because I thought it was funny.
What were you talking about?
But I was talking about, where are they? I was talking about these things. These delicious Airhead filled
things. I think I remember it. It just looks similar.
Uh-huh. And you were like, that's just nasty to finger. Don't sponsor us.
Hey, I'm honest about my shit.
But anyway.
Don't sponsor us.
If you want to find me.
Celsius? Sponsor us. We fuck with you so hard.
Celsius, do you see what you're doing for me?
I fucking love Celsius.
If you want to find me, you can find me on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. All at Nathaniel Next. And don't y'all even worry. I make it super, super, super easy. All you gotta do is go down. There's some, you just gotta scroll a little bit. Maybe read the description. I put a lot of effort into our descriptions. So maybe read them. And then go down to those links. Do you ever read the description?
Not really. There have been a few times where I've looked, but no, honestly, not really. Probably been like 3 times.
Wow. I'm over here putting effort into these.
But I'm anyway. Sure someone's reading it. Guys, y'all better go read that.
Thank you.
Question of the week. What did he say in the description? So we have like 3 questions of the week.
And answer all of them. In different comments.
Yeah. Promote us. Tell your friends. Tell your family.
Tell everyone about us because...
Literally, we're like family friendly. Cut to the last one where I'm talking about pissing.
We were talking about someone
Jimmy Fallon pissing on me.
Cut to all the times I've talked about just getting pounded. Every night.
Yeah. Every single night.
Not really every night. Could you imagine? Oh my god, that would hurt.
No, your booty will be sore.
Girl, so sore. Well, who says I'm not the one that's just...
Okay, because you tell me. I know everything.
You guys know everything. Okay,
so bye. Are we going to say bye?
Yeah, anyway, so we gotta go. Sorry.
Yeah.
We gotta go. Goodbye, girls. Go.
I love the nerd.
But... Oh, they're so good. Uh-huh. Goodbye. Oh.